This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The great Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent, great Texas transplant, bringing us in. It is Monday, March 4th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones, in studio. We will have Paul Joseph Watson joining us, just flew in last night. He'll be hosting with us for 2 hours coming up today. He'll be in studio the next few days as well, working on a lot of big things with Paul here that will be announced soon. You know, the big takeaway, obviously, isn't just that the Democrats are launching dozens and dozens and dozens of fake new investigations as the Mueller report release is imminent. The bigger takeaway is that mainstream corporate media has been breeding communism and socialism in the corporate world and in the universities for decades, and now, like aliens popping out of somebody's stomach in the movie Alien, they're busting forth. New Yorker magazine, when did everyone become a socialist? The New York Post goes out and does interviews. Socialism's millennial fans don't know what it is. We've sent our reporters out, but so have countless other groups, and they ask them what it is. They don't know who the president is. They don't know the branches of government. They don't know why Venezuela's collapsing. They don't understand anything. They just heard, I'm going to get something free. These are the same schmucks that go, and they sign up for these university educations that are about worthless around 90% of the time. I'm not knocking college. It used to be good. But when you made government get involved in it and put all these trillions into it, it drove up prices and lowered quality because it took competition out of it. And now it's wrecked. So when we come back, next segment, I'm going to plow into the story first that I've got right here in my stack. Right here in my stack. When did everyone become a socialist? Well, when did everyone become so stupid? Now, we're also going to get into the latest on AOC, because she is the gift that just keeps on giving, to illustrate the mindset of the average leftist brainwashed zombie. People say, how are you going to pay for everything being free? We'll just do it. Well, why do you drive gas-guzzling cars and fly on more jet airplanes than almost anybody, but you say carbon's so bad? She says, I'm just in the world I live in. You go out and eat hamburgers, AOC, you say we shouldn't. You go around and fly on private jets, but say we shouldn't fly commercial in coach. This is who you are. It's how you operate, and everything you say you stand for is the opposite. Everything you say that you believe in is actually the opposite of what you do. So we're going to be looking at all of this today, and then really some incredible developments on the censorship front, where the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, Media Matters, and Hope Not Hate, that's the same group out of the UK, are admitting, okay, we just want all nationalists and conservatives and Christians and pro-gun rights groups taken off the internet. And they're now listing Paul Joseph Watson, Tommy Robinson, and countless others, just saying, period, they're too popular, take them off. And they have the minister in England who is over the internet threatening to fine Google if they don't take Tommy Robinson and others off the internet. And why is that? Because Tommy Robinson got undercover footage of the BBC trying to get women to say that he assaulted them. That's right, because he's exposing their criminal activity. We got these crooks on the run, and they're going to fail, and their censorship's going to fail. But they've gotten very, very, very bold. Very, very out of control. You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think in this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the New Yorker magazine on its cover asked the question, when did everyone become a socialist? You mean when did everyone going to the universities getting the worthless degrees in 90%+ of the cases openly tell us who they were? In fact, in major polls, more than 50% of millennials are either communist or socialist, but they don't want to live in a communist or socialist country. They want to live in the wreckage of a once great capitalist nation falling into socialism, and they want free stuff on the ride down to Venezuelan or North Korean oblivion. And they want to be functionaries within the system during that phase of the cannibalization of civilization to exercise power. But they are extremely lazy. They are extremely stupid. They are beyond redemption in many cases. And so they will never rule anything. This is mega corporations sabotaging nations with the virus of collectivism, the virus of communism and socialism, to collapse them so they can then be vertically integrated after the collapse and then set up into a neo-feudalistic fascist system like so-called communist China that is really a hyper-fascist oligarchy with less than a ruling, ruling individuals over the enslaved population and parlaying their labor, their energy out to the rest of the world. Socialism's millennial fans don't even know what it is. The New York Post went out and talk to the average Democrat voter, talk to college students, looked at a bunch of different Gallup polls, talk to fans of Alexandria Cortez or AOC, and the whole situations they're pushing, and found that they don't even know what socialism is. Well, the controllers know what it is, but the minions don't. So when they hear Cortez say, all your health care will be free, your college will be free, your transportation will be free, your lodging will be free, your food will be free, except who's going to produce that? Who's going to put the labor and the energy in? Well, the globalists think in the future it'll be robots. But see, they're putting robots in place so that humans can't have a future, and so humans are obsolete. And that's the big globalist trap. Make us dependent. Set up a post-human world, create a system where the vast majority of people are lazy, spoiled brats, and then get the tiny elite who are still cognizant, still hardworking, and still focused. And by elite, I mean elite in that they've kept their humanity having them sign on with the technocrats for the orderly extermination of 99% of the population. That is the big, giant enchilada. And here's the article. Pinkos have more fun. A disgusting New York Magazine article about how cool Pinkos are and how stylish and how awesome they are. A bunch of mentally ill clowns wearing $1,000 and $2,000, $3,000 wardrobes made by slaves in China. Meanwhile, we're easy victims inside the country, so dangerous to police, they're fleeing the nation. El Salvador, tens of thousands dead, MS-13 ruling the nation, but the left here in America says there's God's children and wants them here. The more, the merrier. Because, again, it's people committed to the takedown of civilization to capture it. And then later the globalists come in and mop up after the socialists and the communists have taken the nation down. Let's continue with the hypocrisy. Gas-guzzling car rides expose AOC's hypocrisy amid Green New Deal pledge. A study done, because it's in the Federal Elections Commission numbers, of the thousands and thousands of Uber rides she took, show that their favorite is big black Tahoes and, of course, other large SUVs like Suburbans, and that she flies around all these celebrity galas on jets. But what does AOC have to say about that? Well, she responds to carbon footprint expose, saying, "I'm just living in the world." That's right, when she and her boyfriend or her chief of staff sit down to have hamburger meals, that's okay. You don't get hamburgers. She gets hamburgers, and she could eat a few with what appears to be all that meth she's using, withering away. Of course, the photos, it doesn't look like her food's gone uneaten. The chief of staff doesn't look like he's on methamphetamine, like meth mouth woman AOC. But continuing, ladies and gentlemen, freshman New York Representative Alexandria Cortez responded to the Post report on her giant carbon footprint by saying that she's just living in the world. "I also fly and use AC," the Green New Deal touting politician tweeted Saturday night. "Living in a world as it isn't an argument against working towards a better future." According to the GND fact sheet, the nation's most totally overhauled transportation by massively expanding electric vehicles, manufacturing, building, and charging situations everywhere, built on high-speed rail, create affordable public transit available to all with the goal to replace every combustion engine vehicle. But, of course, that would only mean combustion vehicles in Europe and the United States and Australia. China and India and Mexico and 160 other nations, they make zero cuts. It's all written to shut us down at an industrial level. And that's what the founder of Greenpeace has come out and said. He said he founded Greenpeace to actually try to save species and help the environment, but it's been hijacked by globalists to create global taxes and control and surveil everyone. ZeroHedge.com has the article. It's up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Greenpeace co-founder rips pompous little twit AOC as garden variety hypocrite on climate. And that is definitely the truth. Now, we're going to continue after we go to break with the really big news that ties into the governor of Virginia and why they think you only remember him in blackface. That was brought out days after he was caught openly promoting killing babies after they're born. We've got big new developments on that front. San Diego pathologist accused of improperly harvesting children's organs and their tissue in Texas lawsuit. That's out of the San Diego Tribune. San Diego Union Tribune. We'll be getting to the rest of the story, like Paul Harvey would always say, when we come back. Then we're going to look at DNC, says attempted cyber attack wasn't Russia. It was a test from Michigan by the Democrats, a false flaggy. And the reason that's important is they're going to be seeing more of these, and they hope you're stupid and aren't aware of what's happening. And, of course, U.S. House panel launches probe into possible obstruction by Trump. It only intensifies from that point on. So we're going to go to break, come back, and break it all down. Two key points I want to hit right now, though, before we go any further. PQQ with CoQ10, when it is from organically derived sources, is incredible. Almost all of the CoQ10 and PPQ and other systems are synthetic and really don't do anything. But there are patented forms of BioPQQ and CoQ10 that give you the maximum effect. And a lot of them are sold at medical offices for $400, $500 without a prescription, but you get them from medical offices and they still mark them up six, seven times. We only mark it up 150%. That's how we can normally sell it for $150, DNA Force. So it's our flagship, most expensive product, but incredibly discounted. It's been sold out again for 6 months because it's so hard to procure and develop and get. It is back, 33% off. DNA Force is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Get it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Of the rat hole, the bottom of the spider hole, and why they want post-birth abortion. And I know the audience knows this, but the general public does not know this, and when you finally force people to look at it, it completely freaks them out and wakes them up fundamentally. And they say, I've got to do something about this, I've got to speak out against it, and they start doing it, like Joe Rogan. I know it sounds crazy to say they've had human-animal clones for decades. Now it's mainstream news. You got to force folks to look at it. I know it's crazy to say that major governments are about to push everybody getting implantable microchips. But it's the reality of what's going on. I know it's insane to say they're keeping babies alive and selling their organs. But it's going on. And that's why Northam is trying to normalize it, because he knows it's coming out. I'm going to cover that next segment. But this segment, because I was out last Friday getting my ruptured bicep operated on, I shot a special report for that evening where I talked about Paul Harvey and the weird coincidence that the day we made that video, just thinking about him, was the day that he died 10 years before, or his 100th birthday. So here is that powerful report that I'm going to have reposted to InfoWars.com right now so you can share it with everyone you know. Paul Harvey, If I Was the Devil.
Tomorrow's news today.
Paul Harvey, one of America's greatest journalists, but also poets and just spoken word folk heroes, is 100 years old today. And we're celebrating his birthday. Paul Harvey died 10 years ago today at 90. But today, his spirit is 100 years old. Now, this is serendipity or synchronicity or providence. About a week ago, one of our great researchers and video editors, Jeremy McBreen, and I were talking about how this is a real fight between good and evil. And I said to Darren, I said, we need to illustrate that. And he said, I have an idea. Let's take Paul Harvey's famous 1960s If I Was the Devil speech and let's put it to what's currently happening. And so literally 20 minutes ago, before we went on air, I said, you know, when did he die? He died like 5 years ago. I want to talk about Paul Harvey. This video that Darren McBreen put together is so powerful. One of the most powerful things we've ever put out, literally. I see that like 5 years ago, and Darren pulls it up and he goes, oh my God, he died 10 years ago today. The Satanist and the devil may control Hollywood, and they may control the Federal Reserve, but they don't control the real universe and how God works.
And Paul Harvey was a good man. And so is his family and the work they've done. And so Paul Harvey's still alive. He's with Christ today. His spirit's gone on to the next level. But it's just another sign of the synchronicity, the serendipity, the discernment, the providence, the manifest destiny of liberty and freedom. And so I'm going to air this piece, and I'm going to post it at InfoWars.com. You can repost it anywhere, promote it however, but whatever you do, get it out to folks, because this is a fight between good and evil. Paul Harvey's not dead. His soul and spirit lives on, and his ideas in this realm live on and are more prophetic and poignant now than they were back in 1960s when he first said these words. We salute the work of Paul Harvey and all their patriots that love justice. We're so glad his voice is alive with us today. So here it is, Paul Harvey. If I was the devil.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey.
If I were the devil.
If I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population. But I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. So I set about however necessary to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me. Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flame.
The President of the United States is racist.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect the discipline emotions, just let those run wild. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who want it until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
In hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now already in the world.
Now you know the rest of the story.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. That's what they want off the air, but they're failing thanks to you. Spread those links, spread those videos. Word of mouth is unstoppable. Only you can carry the ball forward. Only you can stand against this program of God's help.
Tomorrow's news.
My leaps and my bounds. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled filled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours, so take a half pack the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Clear here to infinity. I don't get up here and rattle off a bunch of negative information to you to demoralize you or to scare you. I get up here and I talk about these issues because I know historically, but also at a gut level, and I've experienced it myself, that when the general public hears the truth about what's really going on, and it's just laid out instead of just kind of rolled out real slow, that people get upset and they do something about it and they change it. And we've seen that happen on so many different fronts. When they're sure to ban our guns and we stand up and they fail. Or when they're sure to have their carbon tax and transfer congressional power to the TPP, this global government body, and the public stands up and we get pulled out of it. Or globalism and world government in trouble all over the planet. That's because people talked about the world government. They talked about the global government system. Didn't matter if we got ridiculed or attacked. We relaunched, you relaunched, populism. And we're seen as the main enemy of the globalist InfoWars because we're a focal point for you to get the word out. We're a focal point for people to know that we're not alone. And then in most nations, nationalist and free market populism is the majority idea of hardworking people from blue collar to white collar to nouveau riche. And it's the old money and the establishment that wants a monopoly. And they're the ones at war with the family, the individual, and with God. Because these elites want to be God themselves. So when I get into the negative horrors of Governor Northam, when I've got all this other news and all these other interesting clips, why do I go back to that? Because I saw him come out and say that and Trump tweet about it and it became the number one story. And I said, that guy is going to be destroyed soon. They're going to find some other dirt and focus in on that as a distraction. So I've learned how their tactics work. And sure enough, they had that blackface and the KKK crap for years. That's why they ran him. It's why they would do that in your books at that time. Was to people would set themselves up on purpose saying, I'm here to be compromised. That's how fraternities work, especially the so-called elite ones, because everybody's seen you have sex with a goat and they took Polaroids. You get compromised on purpose. It's a gang initiation, whether it's Skull and Bones or whether it's MS-13. In a Christian culture, what's the most taboo thing you can do? Satanism. So it's Skull and Bones and MS-13. Look it up. Both groups do satanic rituals to join. It always goes back to the same thing, doesn't it? So when I talk about Northam, it's because they don't want Northam in the news. He refused to resign. He's now doing a tour where he teaches everyone to be obsessed with racism, and he's the moral authority who refuses to leave because he's so moral. And I'm going to say it again. They're keeping babies alive after they're born, and these medical boards who follow something called bioethics that replaced the Hippocratic Oath in the last 20 years in the Western world, these boards decide who lives and who dies, not just babies, not just children, not just old people, everybody, so they can usurp your living will. They can usurp your directives. They can usurp your rights. And that's where many areas of Europe have already gotten. Where they're killing people that come in off the street and say, I'm depressed. An hour later, they're dead. And then next, we're going to kill you because we say your life isn't worth anything. You know, everybody overuses Hitler. But when it actually came from Hitler, we'll tell you. Volkswagen, Audi, the modern Olympics, the Olympic symbol, the space program, Autobahn highways, superhighways, Autobahn touring cars, all out of Hitler's brain. He was definitely a futurist. And they set up something called medical bioethics in 1934. By 35, they were killing retarded children. By 36, they were killing perfectly healthy children. By 37, they were grabbing people off the street, taking them to mental institutions where they would die. By 38, 39, they were arresting people by the tens of thousands. And by 1943, they were killing millions of people a year in death camps. I read it in the Nazi books. I know it's not a conspiracy theory. Hitler wrote up the final solution. Now, the EU was a Hitler plan. All of it was a Hitler plan. But Hitler was trained by the Cold Springs Harbor facility in New York and the Rockefeller Foundation that on record funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute with Margaret Sanger, who was Hitler's advisor. Hitler gave her the highest award a German or non-German could get, and he gave the same award to Thomas Watson, the head of IBM, for helping run the death camps. So, pulling back, ladies and gentlemen here, just type in IBM and the Holocaust. When you hear the governor of Virginia talking about keeping babies comfortable, they're saying there's no more law, there's no more courts, the medical system decides who lives and dies. That is directly from the Nazis. It's where they did their first power grab. So when you hear about forced inoculations, or you hear about killing babies after they're born for whatever excuse they've got, this is a usurping of law, just like we did here in the 20s and 30s and 40s when they sterilized poor people. And some folks disappeared and died as well. This was all set up here. Now, I'm going to go to a short clip, since I mentioned it, of the governor, again, saying we kill the babies after they're born. And people can't come to grips with this. They can't come to face it because they know it's wrong. They can make it up before the baby's born. Now it's already born. How is this happening? So people can't oppose it because it must not be true, even though it's happening. And then when we come back, as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story. San Diego pathologist accused of improperly harvesting children's organs, San Diego Union Tribune. Here is the governor.
There are, you know, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities, there may be a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion.
Yeah, it's blown out of proportion. And of course, you can put behind me on screen IBM and the Holocaust. You can go read all about that. So that's the reality. And when we come back, I'm going to finish up with this, and I'm going to tie it in to CBS News and others reporting that soon we'll all have brain chips. So we've gone from crazy people say there's going to be a global government with brain chips to, oh, you're all going to have your brain chip, and Google's going to run it. But if you're not a good globalist, we'll just turn access to your brain chip off. That's all mainstream news. It's all coming up. So get the news of 20 years from now today. Because 20 years ago, I laid out exactly how you'll have a neural brain chip hooked into AI, hooked into a global network.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in terms dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Central Standard Time. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Don't forget, we have David Knight, the David Knight Show, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. before me every day. A massive analysis, guest, clips, you name it. Very powerful, very informative. Then, of course, the War Room with Owen Schroyer. And that is 3 p.m. Central Standard Time every day. So we're seeing human life being devalued. Kill the old people. Kill the unborn. Now kill babies after they're born. We were always warned that's where this lead. Now we're told bestiality is a great thing. Pay for people's sex changes. Let the folks that have had the sex changes come in and talk to your five-year-olds about what their sex should be. It's not called being perverted or pedophilia. It's called liberal. And then we have the Pentagon going back decades, but now mainstream news, implanting chips in troops' brains to help them not be depressed or have PTSD. And then we learned a few months ago that there have been gene-edited babies and babies being born in China that weren't from two parents, but that were from four or five people. That's not a human. That's a humanoid. But don't worry. We're not having a debate about whether they have rights or not, because they're in a no man's land. And now we learn those edited babies have super intelligences. But really, everything the globalist gives us, the cell phones, the GMO, everything they give us that's supposedly going to enhance us makes us stupider, makes us lazier, makes us more depressed, and ruins our humanity. Because all the technology we're given is given with Trojan horse back doors for a real reason. The story is up on Infowars.com. It's from CBS News. We're going to play a clip of it right now. Northwestern neuroscientists researching brain chips to make people super intelligent. That's right. And then it says that you'll dial in the other report I have, to a Google master system worldwide where you interface with the AI. And then it knows everything you're thinking, but then you're able to access what other people are supposedly thinking. Can you imagine that even if this worked, how it would make you the ultimate scatterbrain, unable to focus? Or, of course, it's not designed to work, how it will actually take control of your mind. You'll think you're omnipresent. You'll think you're all-powerful. You'll think you've got godlike powers, but really it'll just be tapping in to your endorphin regions like a PKD cyberpunk wirehead, and you'll be nothing but a rat with a wire plugged into its brain that'll now shine off to lose its body for the greater good of the earth and to give up your carbon-based form for a silicon form and upload to the godlike machine in the sky, which is what I told you decades ago was the plan, and now it's all over the news. Yes, yes, you can be immortal, but you must give up your body. You can be immortal, but you must give up your humanity. That's the promise. We must get rid of the humans, and then those of you that become this new life form can merge with this master intelligence that, like a ghost in the machine, keeps directing us to build this anti-human nightmare future. So here's CBS News on how wonderful brain chips are.
What if you could make money or tie something just by thinking about it? Sounds like sci-fi, but it may be close to reality. CBS 2 Morning Insider Lauren Victory shows us the Chicago connection.
Neuroscience and business.
He's got lots of matter all over his home and the not-so-distant future on his mind.
Will they be humans?
In as little as 5 years, super smart people could be walking down the street. Men and women who've paid to increase their intelligence. Neuroscientist Moron Cerf makes that prediction because he's working on a smart chip for the brain.
Make it so that it has an internet connection and goes to Wikipedia, and when I think this particular thought, it gives me the answer.
The Northwestern University business professor is collaborating with Silicon Valley bigwigs he'd rather not name.
So what if you could type directly from your brain?
We know Facebook is chipping away at this. Tesla founder Elon Musk is too.
Everyone is spending a lot of time right now on trying to find ways to get things into the brain without drilling a hole in your skull. Can you eat something that will actually get to your brain? Can you eat things in parts that will assemble inside your head?
Mind-blowing. But relationships could be on the line.
This is no longer a science problem. This is a social problem.
Cerf worries about creating intelligence gaps in our society. That's on top of gender, racial, and financial inequality.
They can make money by just thinking about the right investments, and we cannot. So they're going to get richer, they're going to get healthier, they're going to live longer.
The IQ of an intelligent ape is about 70. The average human, 100. A genius, around 140. People with smart chips, 200. Will they even want to interact with us?
But they're going to say, look at this cute human, Stephen Hawking. He can do differential equations in his mind just like a little baby with, 160 IQ points. It's amazing. It's so cute. Now let's put it back in a cage and give it bananas.
Time will tell, or will our minds? Lauren Victory, CBS 2 News.
So that individual just said exactly what Ray Kurzweil says, what all the other, quote, transhumanist, transfuturists say. Oh, we'll be like gods, you'll be like animals. Will they even keep us around like a monkey in a cage or an insect or a turtle in a terrarium? And you're just going to want this, and it's going to be great, and everybody's just going to join with it. The internet was built to track everything you do, to create a supercomputer that can predict the future, that would then have inputs directly into your life, surveilling you and controlling you, finally in your brain, to take control of your consciousness. This is a synthetic matrix takeover. DARPA in the 60s drew up plans for us to live in energy tanks from birth, powering the earth with our own heat, plugged in, living in a virtual reality, and that would be the future. The Matrix is based on that. The Matrix is the real plan, or one of several competing plans, where they actually still keep humans alive. But all of it is to seduce us and to trick us into going along with this and accepting. And sure, if you've been in a motorcycle accident, you've got a brain chip like my uncle that keeps him from having horrible seizures, it's great. Now when he starts having a seizure, he starts talking like a robot. He'll be like, well, I tell you, everything's fine. Actually, I'm doing better now. Wow. Yeah, that just stopped a major. I mean, he has big grand mal seizures, and they've devastated his body. But since he got the brain chip, he's fine. But he'll just be sitting there talking to you, and all of a sudden, this isn't just a chip to a nerve. He's got a brain chip. And he'll start having a seizure. He talks like a robot because he's interfaced with a digital system that goes in and manipulates his brain not to get hyperactive. It's got all these great uses. But remember, the globalists are behind it. It's amazing. We'll talk more about it coming up. What I know is the establishment's trying to stop people getting what God gave us through Mother Nature. We've been sold out for almost 6 months. It is the best telomere. It doesn't regrow telomeres. It slows their death. So it's pretty much the same thing by a different route. And it detoxifies the body. It does so many incredible things. It's something I always forget to take that everybody should take. When I do, it's amazing. And it's DNA Force Plus. Finally back in stock, 33% off. Leading brands that are similar and aren't synthetic cost 3 to 4 times what this does. 97% reviews, 4.7, ladies and gentlemen, stars. And it is ELEV ATP, ancient peat apple extract, PQQ of the organically derived type, CoQ10 of the organically derived type, organic reishi, astragalus, and a bunch of other special roots and even more incredible ingredients, all concentrated DNA Force. Leading brands, ladies and gentlemen, are $400, $500. It's normally $150. Right now, it's 33% off. The ingredients of this are extremely expensive. So that's why it's our most expensive product, but it's only marked up on average about 130%. Then we discount it. It's marked up about 90%. That helps us fund our operation. The average supplement's marked up 5 to 7 times. Ours are marked up 150%, and then we always discount some. But DNA Force is back. DNA Force Plus is finally back as one of our most powerful formulas. We've been having difficulty keeping DNA Force Plus stocked in the store. And it's been out of stock actually for months and months and months and months. Now it's 33% off. We know it's important to supplement your body with the most potent bioavailable antioxidants. And that's why DNA Force Plus has exactly what you need to provide your cells with protection. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force include, and I went over these, all these ingredients have been chosen for their ability to help support heart function, cellular energy production, assist in boosting mental health, assist in supporting healthy skin and blood vessel health, and promoting energy production in the body. Don't wait until it's out of stock again. Sign up additional 10% off with AutoShip. 30% off right now, though. DNA Force now back in stock at InfoWarsLive.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.